Germany,
Finland,
Italy,
Spain,
and Belgium.
Different cultures
in one continent,
Europe.
But what happens when five countries get together to make a podcast in an e-twinning project? Listen to my radio, breaking news.
In our podcast channel, we are going to examine different issues, collaborating and exchanging our views to reach a common goal.
So have fun with the following episode.
Hello listeners, my name is Hilary and you're listening to our second podcast. In this podcast, I'm interviewing a strong woman who is willing to fight against inequality. Her name is Irati. We'll talk about how inequality can be reduced. We are still facing inequality problems in income, opportunities and power. In many countries, women aren't allowed to go to school or to lead. There are still countries with huge differences in income. The targets of this goal are to reduce inequality by 2030. Irati, welcome to this podcast.
Hello Hilary, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Nice to see you too. Our first topic is about different opportunities. Irati, what do you think about unequal opportunities?
In Spain, we all have equal opportunities in education and work. In some cases, men's wages are higher than women's, and I think that this is a big inequality. I do not agree with a society that is not yet advanced and continues to think that men and women are different. For example, this happens in football. Women cannot still devote their lives to the profession they like and have to combine the development of a sporting career with the work on other professional fields. Men instead can still alive with their wage.
Here in Finland, we have somehow equal opportunities in education and work. Unfortunately, there are some jobs where employees are mainly women or men. For example, mainly women work in kindergartens and men are more often pilots. Compulsory military service is just for men. Of course, it's also possible for women to voluntarily join the army. Our government is looking for a more equal solution for everybody. It's also more difficult to find a job when you are disabled or an immigrant who doesn't speak Finnish so well.
I agree with you, Hilary. Unfortunately, in some jobs, employers are mainly women or men. You are right, in Spain it's also more difficult to find a job if you don't speak your native language.
Aw, that's a shame. In what other ways do inequality occur in your country?
In my opinion, the biggest inequality in Spain is the money. For people on the left side, the situation is dramatic. Instead, for the majority on the right, the situation is exaggerated. For many conservatives, inequality is a fact of life. It can be badly measured and hides the fact that people in Spain live much better than 3 decades ago.
So, what could we do to remove this problem?
I think that first of all we have to understand what the problem is because there are people that don't understand yet. We have to know that we are all equal. I think that we can't do much. Instead, the government should take action. They should increase the minimum wage, expand the earned income tax, or make the tax code more progressive, for example.
And this leads us to the next topic, money. When talking about inequality, the first thing that comes to mind is money. The differences in income are not huge in Finland because those who earn more also pay more taxes. However, there are people who earn too little to survive monthly costs. What is the situation in Spain?
In Spain, we all pay the same taxes, regardless the economical situation you have. Some people are helped by the town hall, but you have to meet some requirements to get help.
That's shocking. There must be many people struggling with money problems. In many developing countries, women earn less money than men. Usually they are okay with it, because a man is often the head of the family and much stronger than a woman. The target of this goal is to achieve and sustain income growth of the bottom 40% of the population so that it will be higher than the national average. Do you have any solution to this problem?
The only option I can think of would be to maintain the same philosophy as in your country. Finnish system is fair and it would lead Spain to reach equality.
Yeah, I somehow agree with you. That could work in developed countries, but I think that we need different solutions to support equal income in developing countries. We are coming to the end of the podcast. The final topic is about power. There are still mostly men as presidents and leaders. A woman isn't always heard. Irati, how many women are there in your government?
In the Spanish government, there are 11 women and 11 men. I think that this is the way we have to work. The power has to be divided.
And that is a desirable solution. I hope our leaders make fair decisions to achieve this goal. Thank you for your time, Irati. And thank you, dear listener, for keeping up with us. See you in our next episode.
See you, Hilary. It's been a pleasure.